him with a gun in his pocket, holding on to the trigger because he only saw the handle of the gun. Had it been me that answered that door, I would not be here to testify today. Because in Florida, they don't warn you they're gonna kill you. They just do it or they leave you alone. And because of those 2 minutes why I'm here today, I want to tell you something. God is real. You know how I know God is real? Because he made a change in my life. He gave me those 2 minutes to decide whether I wanted life or death. And I chose life. But I didn't choose it just then. I figured I was angry. This man was gonna die. I went home and cleaned my gun. And I looked up his address in the phone book. And I went looking for this man. You hear what I'm saying? I said I went looking for this man because I saw myself putting 3 bullets in this man. I wanted to murder him. But you know what? That church on Ivy Lane, what my mama taught me as a young man growing up, son, if you try everything and everything fail, try Jesus. Because the word of God says, knock and it shall be open. Ask and it shall be given. There was no minister there to say, Jerry, don't do it. There was no friend there to say, Jerry, it's wrong to take somebody's life. Because you know when the chips are down, there ain't nobody there. The decision is yours. And believe me, sometimes, many times, I find myself between a rock and a hard place, just like you. The place that you are at right now, my friend. Listen to me, drugs dealer. Hear me, man. Hear what I'm saying. Give yourself a better chance. Try Jesus. If you put the drugs in the right pocket, believe me, God is there. Put them in the left. So when the deal doesn't go down and somebody draw a knife at you or draw a gun at you and you can't do nothing else, cry out for Jesus. Because remember, you got nothing else. And believe me, you'll find out how much power is in his name. There is power in the mighty name of Jesus. Because he says, greater is he that is in me, O God, than he that is in the world. He came not for the righteous. Listen to me now, hear me. He came not for the righteous, O God, but for the lost. The one that has the problem. The one that just can't find a way out. You're the one that he's interested in. You're the one because he done it for me. And my God said he's no respecter of person. He will save you only if you give him a chance. And that is the reason why today I left Florida. I went looking for that man. Yeah, I did. But I ended up in that church. Thank God for Jesus. I want to say thank you, Jesus, because you brought me out of the miry clay. You set my feet on the rock to stand, to go out there and tell my pimp friends, my prostitute friends, everybody, anybody that knows me and who does not know me. Sharon, believe me, honey, you will not be a stripper forever. Mike, hear me, man. You will not always be in the position that you are. I cannot disclose it, even though your name is not the last name. I can't give it. But remember me. Because I was there once. And look what the Lord has done. I did not do it through self. But he that believeth shall have life. And if you believe that your life can change, he says, ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened. I did ask. I said, Lord Jesus, make a change in me. Give me a renewness. Renewing of my strength. Restore my joy. I remember before I found Jesus, I used to phone my mother when I needed strength. I had all my prostitute girls around me. I had all kinds of people around me that said they loved me. But the kind of love that they were giving me was not what I was looking for. And some of you know what I'm talking about because some of you have lost. Gained what you wanted, but lost what you had. And what you had was what was for you. And now what you've gained, truly realize that, this ain't gonna work. But remember, Jesus saves, he keeps, and he sanctifies. And he will fill you with his love. He will fill you with his grace. Because he said his grace is sufficient to keep you. And I just want to tell you, I got Jesus on my journey. Because I can't make it by myself.
I got Jesus on my journey, because when everybody else fails, Jesus never fails. He never fails. He is my everything. He is my today and my tomorrow. He is the I am that I am. He is the great Jehovah Jireh. He is the great El Shaddai. Oh, how wonderful is his name. How marvelous is he. Oh God, I thank you because you came not for the righteous, because I would never receive you, because I am a sinner, need only saving grace. I'm only saved through faith in you, Lord. For those who are out there who are hearing this tape, I want to call you, and I want to tell you that God is real, because I have found out how real he is. There's so many testimonies that I can truly tell you about. But hear me, friend. This tape that I am doing, it is not a Jerry Thompson thing. I use the name The Equalizer because together we stand. Let us even the odds for the children out there who have no refuge. This tape is available to each and every one of you out there who's dealing the drugs, who's carrying a gun. Believe me, God is gonna work a miracle through this tape. I truly believe that, and when I use his name, I do not want to use it in vain, because unless he has called me, I've learned not to say God said. But through faith, if you have faith, if you own one of these tapes and you're listening right now, participate, because united we stand, divided we fall. Believe, reach out, and give somebody one of these tapes. Somebody that you know is in need to hear this tape this moment. Reach out and give them something good. The substance, the word of God. What greater gift can anybody give to another individual? And I pray to God that this testimony may help somebody out there, because it helped me to put my gun down. It helped me to leave the prostitution alone, to leave the strip joints, to leave all, because the Lord tell me that all things have passed away and all things have become new. Friend of mine, there's a renewness, and I am truly your friend, because I understand what you're going through now. You might not be able to drop it today or tomorrow, but remember Jesus. Remember that he saves and he keeps and he sanctifies. Remember that he is everything. He is the I am that I am. He is the great Jehovah, the great El Shaddai. Remember him, friend. And these tapes are available for you if you're ready to put the gun down. I will give them to you. And all I ask in return is that you may give unto others and give back to me half of that money that you sell to receive that tape, to come out of that predicament, just that I may continue to give unto others. That is all that I ask, because this tape is not a Jerry Thompson tape. It is a believer's tape. It is he that believeth that is going to receive. And if you are ready to stop what you're doing, I am willing, through the power invested in me through Jesus Christ, to give unto you these tapes. So find me wherever I am. My phone number is 416-680-6580. And if you cannot reach me at that number, I want you to take this tape and duplicate it and give to somebody else, because it ain't about money. It ain't all about money. It's more important about than that. It's about our young people. They're dying. Can't you see for yourself what drugs is doing? It's robbing them of their future. It's taking away all that we as parents has embedded in them, and pray that good may come. But hear me, folks. God is not dead. He is still alive. And if you are there and you're listening to this tape, I urge you to say this prayer and accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. Need to be saved by grace through faith in thee. And I've listened to this tape, Lord God, and I truly believe that it is calling me personally. Because, Lord God, never before have I heard such a thing. Never before have I heard such a testimony that has brought me alive to realize that there can be changes. Jesus, save me now. I accept thee, Lord God, as my personal Savior, because thou hast truly forgiven me of my sins. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, of my sins, because I've done wrong. I've done so much wrong, I think that I don't know if any pastor would forgive me, or the Pope would forgive me, or anybody would forgive me on this earth. But Jesus Christ, you said that even the vilest offender I shall forgive. And I come at your door now, Lord God, and I knock. You said if anybody knock, come in. Jesus Christ, I urge, hear me, folks. God is everything. Receive him. Regardless of the position that you're in, receive him. There are many people out there that are lying. They're telling lies, but yet they profess that they're born again. So what of you who has the gun in your waist and dealing drugs? You too can look to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come in to stay. Make a change. I know that it won't happen overnight, because even when I professed that I was born again, I was still in the gambling house. I was still out there doing wrongs, because where I went and received Jesus as my personal Savior, they did not know of the things that I was doing. But listen to me. There's gonna come a day when Jesus Christ is gonna make that full change inside of you, but your faith must grow. And it is a daily walk. And even though you have wrongs in your life, you can truly believe that God will make that change. Because he said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Or faith is the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. So don't give up, because you're all too legit to quit. You hear what I'm saying, folks? We're too legit to quit. And remember, for those of you who are out there and can help somebody by giving them one of these tapes, because your affordability is the dependability of others who may profit. And it's giving somebody eternal life, because it's the best gift that you can give. So give them this tape and reach out to them, that they may be helped through this tape. I ask not for donations. I ask not for charity. I heard a story once when it says, teach a man how to plant corn and how to grow his own crop, and he does not have to come and knock at your door and beg. And this is all I ask you to do. Not to send in donation, folks, because I'm not interested in that. But please buy one of these tapes if you truly believe you know somebody that it can help, and give it to them. And say, this is a gift in love, in goodness, in peace. Son of mine, this is a gift from your mother. Daughter of mine, this is a gift from your mother, or from your father, or from friend, or whoever you may be. You know what the problem is. And I truly know that it is only God that can solve the problem, because he's the only problem solver. Precious Jesus, I ask now, O Lord God, through thy faith, O Lord Jesus, upon thy son that died on Calvary, that you may reach out, Lord God, to the drug addicts, the gunmen, the people who are in the dances, who just don't have any other refuge but the dance, the rough, derogative music that is saying about the mothers, that is putting down mothers and fathers. Lord Jesus, reach their hearts. I pray, Lord God, that all the artists that are singing these derogative music, that you may touch their hearts, that they may find cleanliness, that is godliness, that they may not only chase the dollar, but that they may chase the Almighty God for his salvation. That there may be a change in the air, because music is a thing that is robbing so much people of salvation. Through music, they're receiving so much wrongdoing, aggressiveness. Precious Jesus, reach those artists' hearts. And I thank God for people like George Benton that is singing the gospel, that is out there in a positive way. There are so many others, oh Lord God, but I sort of looked up to him as a young man growing up. And now, Lord Jesus, I can truly say that I am proud to know him, because he's singing the gospel. And we need so many more like myself, because I know that I could be out there singing so many other things. There is no money in the gospel, but there's salvation. And salvation is no comparison to dollars and cents. But it is only those who have seen the truth can truly realize what salvation is. I am a poor man, and I will continue being a poor man until others have received the riches that I too have received. Because I'm only poor in the eyes of the people, but in the eyes of God, I am, oh hallelujah, believer. And the cattle upon many mountains belongs to God. And if the cattle and the land and all things belong to him, how then can I say I'm poor? I am rich in Jesus Christ. I am rich with salvation. I am rich through his goodness and his blessing. And his blessing has helped me to give unto you. So truly I can say that I am rich. I love y'all. And may God bless you. May he continue to bless you forever. I heard a story one time about a man that lost his family, lost everything that he had, and he couldn't go back home. But he did not know Jesus, and one day he called upon his name, said, Lord God, I can't go home to my family because I've let them down. I've lost everything. But I know one thing, I want to be as close to you as possible. And that man climbed the highest tree. He went up into the highest mountain, and he said, Lord Jesus, I have but one finger banana left. And when I eat it, Lord Jesus, I'm going to wait to die. But I ask that you may take me just as I am without one plea, because I can't face my family. And while waiting in that tree to die, that man was at his last breath. He was breathing. His head dropped. He looked down. And under that tree, that man saw an old man stooped over with a walking stick. And that man, he looked a little closer because he was kind of curious. And he saw the man picking up the banana skin that he had thrown away. And that man picked up that banana skin that he had thrown away, and he started to eat it. Oh my God, can this be? The man thought to himself, oh God, can you please forgive me? Help me down. Give me enough strength to come down out of this tree. Because that which I thought that I was at my worst, there was somebody worse than me. Somebody found food in something that I've thrown away. My God, how can I be so wrong? But precious Jesus, I know now that real, real, real Christ, so real to me. I love him because he has given me this victory. Many people doubt him, but I cannot do without him. That is why I love him so, because he's so real to me. Folks, may God bless you, and may he keep you. May he keep you through the highways, the byways, through all the hills and the valley. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you. I love you. This is the darkness that I'm going to leave with you, because there is plenty of darkness. And I'm going to cover up this video because this is what the youth are facing. And this is what I want you to remain seeing. And while I cover up this video, I will still speak, because I want to leave it in your mind and leave an imprint of what the youth are facing. Oh, yes, I love you, folks, and God loves you. And that's the way it should be. And if there's anything I can do, I speak in schools against drugs and crime. I visit prisons all over. I visit the homeless, the Salvation Army, many places. I do not charge for my services. But what I do charge for is a tape to continue my ministry. I love you, and may God bless you. As I continue this ministry, I ask for those who can pray to continue to pray for me, that I may keep on keeping on, and that the gospel may continue. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Ooh. Ooh. ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for all you wonderful people out there, you're watching me, you're watching this video at this time. Ain't nothing wrong with that video. I just got to tell you that the reason why I wanted to do it this way is that you would know what our children are facing. See, there are many things that are going on out there and you can't see it. The reason why you can't see it is because life is pressure. And the moments in life keeping you busy. But our children are exposed to drugs and crime. They're exposed to so much elements out there. They need somebody that is out there exposed also to be an example. And I think the Lord has truly chosen me, Jerry Thompson, to be an example. The reason why is because I got a testimony, and it goes a little bit like this. I was involved out there. I was the man with a gun in my waist. Yeah, that's right, gun in my waist. I'm not proud of it. Don't think that I'm here to talk to you because I wanna prove that I can be bad. I'm here because I'm one of the stories that turned out good. And that is the reason why I want you to know that there is hope for those who are out there. There's plenty of hope for the drug dealer. There's plenty of hope for the man that's carrying the gun. There's plenty of hope for the girl that's doing prostitution. There's plenty of hope for each and every one. And I'm gonna tell you my story now. And it all started in Orlando, Florida. Not but about 2 years ago, by the time you receive this video or this tape, it'll be about 2 years. And I want you to know that the only thing that can change, changes, and there are truly changes that are needed to be made, is the word. Something that each and every one of us have in us and do not even realize how powerful that word is. The police can't change things. They can try. They spend millions and millions of dollars on the drugs, trying to prevent drugs, but the only thing that we have is that secret weapon, and it's called L-O-V-E. And that word love is gonna shine a light that you may see who's speaking right now. The word love is strong. Let me say it to you over and over and let the light shine and come to you. Love. Love changes things. Love gives you light. And light gives you love. And I sincerely mean that, folks. I'm here not to waste my time anymore, because I've wasted enough already. What I have done is I've put the gun down, and that is the way I've expressed love. How can you express love to those who are out there like myself? Can you help them that they may put their gun down, that they may stop dealing the drugs? It all happened, as I was saying to you before. In Orlando, Florida, I was walking around with a gun in my waist, just waiting for a good reason to squeeze it off. And believe me, if you're on the street and you're running around with a gun, you're always looking out for yourself and the guy that's gonna rob you just the wrong way. Just the wrong way. Because you feel secure, because you're on the street and you don't know what's gonna come your way. But let me tell you, the man that's out there with that gun, I trust that this testimony may be a help for you. Because when I went down in Orlando, Florida, leaving Canada, thinking that I was gonna be in the land of opportunity where I would do better than I was doing in Canada, better didn't come my way. Better starts from the home. Better starts from within the heart. Better starts from when the word of God says, young man, I call you because you're young and strong to go into the highways and byways. To tell somebody about love. To tell somebody about what your mother taught you as a young man growing up. Mothers, fathers, I want to truly thank you for being there, for teaching me. Grandma, I want to give all the grandmothers the uttermost respect, because the word of God says, grow a child the way in which he ought to be grown, and he shall not, cannot depart from it. I have had that experience that it is true. because I was on my way to go shoot somebody in Florida, a place they call Ivy Lane. And I saw a church on the right-hand side, and I felt compelled to walk into that church. But you know what it was that compelled me? The seed that was planted as a young man. That seed that grew within inside of me to become a full-grown man. But through the path of life, I took a wrong turn. And for all you people out there that's taking that wrong turn, I want to tell you that there is a better way. That's why I love Martin Luther King when he said, I have a dream. Dreams are made to come true, and dreams can become reality. But in those dreams, you need a plan. And in reality, we need to succeed to become a better people, to become one. As the word says, united we stand, divided we fall. I've never known a man to clap one hand, it takes two hands to clap. The chain is only as strong as the weakest link, folks. Which link are you gonna be? You're either a part of the problem or a part of the solution. I thank God for Jesus because 14 months ago I became a part of the solution and no longer a part of the problem. Jesus brought me into that church, and I knelt down and I said, Lord Jesus, I have no right to kill nobody because he's done me wrong. And this was a man that I had bought a car from, a Porsche, because I had the money. I bought a car from this man, and he told me that the speedometer reading was only 80,000 miles. And I took it after a week of owning that vehicle and checked the compression to see how much mileage was on the engine. And I found out it was 180,000 miles, folks. That's right, 180,000. I got angry. I got angry, and being the hostile person as I was, I said, I'm gonna get even with that man. I'm gonna get even. I went looking for that man, and I said to him, I said, sir, you ripped me off. You robbed me, knowingly. And that man looked at me and he says, hey, that's just the way things are. But I ain't gonna give you back your money. I said, sir, you don't understand. I'm willing to give you $1,800 out of that money for the 1 week of ownership of that vehicle, because I was the one that was partially wrong also by buying the car, by not admitting my mistake. So I'm admitting my mistake. I was wrong to purchase this car without checking it out properly. But here's $1,800 you can take from the money and give me the balance. That man said no. And being as I just went to Florida, I said, well, I just got here. I'm not gonna make no friends this way by being bad. So let me keep it cool. I'm gonna go through the courts. And I went through a small claims court where judges and jury just get together and sort of hear your problem and tell you who's at fault before you have to go to a Supreme Court. And they told me that this man was wrong to sell your vehicle at that mileage that he said it was. He lied to you. And in the state of Florida, Canada, throughout the United States, you cannot mess with an odometer. It's against the law. It's illegal. So I thought that was grounds enough to get back my money. Anyway, this man felt that he ain't gonna give me back my money. So he took it upon himself to come looking for me. He came down by a place that I used to hang out. And he asked, is Jerry Thompson there? And a friend of mine says, no, he ain't here. You missed about 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes ago, he rushed out of here. And when that man turned around, my friend saw him with a gun in his pocket, holding on to the trigger because he only saw the handle of the gun. Had it been me that answered that door, I would not be here to testify today. Because in Florida, they don't warn you they're gonna kill you. They just do it or they leave you alone. And because of those 2 minutes why I'm here today, I wanna tell you something. God is real. You know how I know God is real? Because he made a change in my life. He gave me those 2 minutes to decide whether I wanted life or death. And I chose life, but I didn't choose it just then. I figured I was angry. This man was gonna die. I went home and cleaned my gun, and I looked up his address in the phone book, and I went looking for this man. You hear what I'm saying? I said I went looking for this man because I saw myself putting 3 bullets in this man. I wanted to murder him. But you know what? That church on Ivy Lane, what my mama taught me as a young man growing up, son, if you try everything and everything fail, try Jesus. Because the word of God says, knock and it shall be open. Ask and it shall be given. There was no minister there to say, Jerry, don't do it. There was no friend there to say, Jerry, it's wrong to take somebody's life. Because you know, when the chips are down, there ain't nobody there. The decision is yours. And believe me, sometimes, many times, I find myself between a rock and a hard place, just like you. The place that you are at right now, my friend. Listen to me, drugs dealer. Hear me, man. Hear what I'm saying. Give yourself a better chance. Try Jesus. If you put the drugs in the right pocket, believe me, God is there. Put them in the left. So when the deal doesn't go down and somebody draw a knife at you or draw a gun at you, you can't do nothing else. Cry out for Jesus. Because remember, you got nothing else. And believe me, you'll find out how much power is in his name. There is power in the mighty name of Jesus. Because he says, greater is he that is in me, O God, than he that is in the world. He came not for the righteous. Listen to me now, hear me. He came not for the righteous, O God, but for the lost. The one that has the problem. The one that just can't find a way out. You're the one that he's interested in. You're the one, because he done it for me. And my God said he's no respecter of person. He will save you only if you give him a chance. And that is the reason why today I left Florida. I went looking for that man. Yeah, I did. But I ended up in that church. Thank God for Jesus. I want to say thank you, Jesus, because you brought me out of the miry clay. You set my feet on the rock to stand, to go out there and tell my pimp friends, my prostitute friends, everybody, anybody that knows me. And who does not know me, Sharon, believe me, honey, you will not be a stripper forever. Mike, hear me, man. You will not always be in the position that you are. I cannot disclose it, even though your name is not the last name. I can't give it. But remember me, because I was there once. And look what the Lord has done. I did not do it through self, but he that believeth shall have life. And if you believe that your life can change, he says, ask and it shall be given. Knock and it shall be opened. I did ask. I said, Lord Jesus, make a change in me. Give me a renewness, renewing of my strength. Restore my joy. I remember before I found Jesus, I used to phone my mother when I needed strength. I had all my prostitute girls around me. I had all kinds of people around me that said they loved me. But the kind of love that they were giving me was not what I was looking for. And some of you know what I'm talking about, because some of you have lost. Gained what you wanted, but lost what you had. And what you had was what was for you. And now what you've gained, you truly realize that, this ain't gonna work. But remember, Jesus saves. He keeps and he sanctifies. And he will fill you with his love. He will fill you with his grace. Because he said his grace is sufficient to keep you. And I just want to tell you, oh, I got Jesus on my journey. Because I can't make it by myself. I got Jesus on my journey. Because when everybody else fails, Jesus never fails. He never fails. He is my everything. He is my today and my tomorrow. He is the I am that I am. He is the great Jehovah Jireh. He is the great El Shaddai. Oh, how wonderful is his name. How marvelous is he. Oh God, I thank you, because you came not for the righteous. Because I would never receive you. Because I am a sinner. Need only saving grace. I'm only saved through faith in you, Lord. For those who are out there who are hearing this tape, I want to call you, and I want to tell you that God is real, because I have found out how real he is. There's so many testimonies that I can truly tell you about. But hear me, friend, this tape that I am doing, it is not a Jerry Thompson thing. I use the name The Equalizer because together we stand. Let us even the odds for the children out there who have no refuge. This tape is available to each and every one of you out there who's dealing the drugs, who's carrying a gun. Believe me, God is gonna work a miracle through this tape. I truly believe that, and when I use his name, I do not want to use it in vain, because unless he has called me, I've learned not to say God said. But through faith, if you have faith, if you own one of these tapes and you're listening right now, participate, because united we stand, divided we fall. Believe, reach out and give somebody one of these tapes. Somebody that you know is in need to hear this tape this moment. Reach out and give them something good. The substance, the word of God. What greater gift can anybody give to another individual? And I pray to God that this testimony may help somebody out there, because it helped me to put my gun down. It helped me to leave the prostitution alone, to leave the strip joints, to leave all. Because the Lord tell me that all things have passed away and all things have become new. Friend of mine, there's a renewness. And I am truly your friend, because I understand what you're going through now. You might not be able to drop it today or tomorrow, but remember Jesus. Remember that he saves and he keeps and he sanctifies. Remember that he is everything. He is the I am that I am. He is the great Jehovah, the great El Shaddai. Remember him, friend. And these tapes are available for you if you're ready to put the gun down. I will give them to you. And all I ask in return is that you may give unto others and give back to me half of that money that you sell to receive that tape to come out of that predicament, just that I may continue the giving to others. That is all that I ask, because this tape is not a Jerry Thompson tape. It is a believer's tape. It is he that believeth that is going to receive. And if you are ready to stop what you're doing, I am willing, through the power invested in me through Jesus Christ, to give unto you these tapes. So find me wherever I am. My phone number is 416-680-6580. And if you cannot reach me at that number, I want you to take this tape and duplicate it and give to somebody else, because it ain't about money. It ain't all about money. It's more important about than that. It's about our young people. They're dying. Can't you see for yourself what drugs is doing? It's robbing them of their future. It's taking away all that we as parents has embedded in them, and pray that good may come. But hear me, folks. God is not dead. He is still alive. And if you are there and you're listening to this tape, I urge you to say this prayer and accept the Lord as your personal Savior. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. Need to be saved by grace through faith in thee. And I've listened to this tape, Lord God, and I truly believe that it is calling me personally. Because, Lord God, never before have I heard such a thing. Never before have I heard such a testimony that has brought me alive, to realize that there can be changes. Jesus, save me now. I accept thee, Lord God, as my personal Savior, because thou hast truly forgiven me of my sins. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, of my sins, because I've done wrong. I've done so much wrong, I think that I don't know if any pastor would forgive me, or the Pope would forgive me, or anybody would forgive me on this earth. But Jesus Christ, you said that even the vilest offender I shall forgive. And I come at your door now, Lord God, and I knock. You said if anybody knock, come in. Jesus Christ, I urge. Hear me, folks. God is everything. receive him. Regardless of the position that you're in, receive him. There are many people out there that are lying. They're telling lies, but yet they profess that they're born again. So what of you who has the gun in your waist and dealing drugs? You too can look to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come in to stay. Make a change. I know that it won't happen overnight, because even when I professed that I was born again, I was still in the gambling house. I was still out there doing wrongs, because where I went and received Jesus as my personal Savior, they did not know of the things that I was doing. But listen to me. There's gonna come a day when Jesus Christ is gonna make that full change inside of you, but your faith must grow. And it is a daily walk. And even though you have wrongs in your life, you can truly believe that God will make that change. Because he said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Or faith is the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. So don't give up, because you're all too legit to quit. You hear what I'm saying, folks? We're too legit to quit. And remember, for those of you who are out there and can help somebody by giving them one of these tapes, because your affordability is the dependability of others who may profit. And it's giving somebody eternal life, because it's the best gift that you can give. So give them this tape and reach out to them, that they may be helped through this tape. I ask not for donations. I ask not for charity. I heard a story once when it says, teach a man how to plant corn and how to grow his own crop, and he does not have to come and knock at your door and beg. And this is all I ask you to do. Not to send in donation, folks, because I'm not interested in that. But please buy one of these tapes if you truly believe you know somebody that it can help, and give it to them. And say, this is a gift in love, in goodness, in peace. Son of mine, this is a gift from your mother. Daughter of mine, this is a gift from your mother, or from your father, or from friend, or whoever you may be. You know what the problem is. And I truly know that it is only God that can solve the problem, because he's the only problem solver. Precious Jesus, I ask now, O Lord God, through thy faith, O Lord Jesus, upon thy son that died on Calvary, that you may reach out, Lord God, to the drug addicts, the gunmen, the people who are in the dances, who just don't have any other refuge but the dance, the rough, derogative music that is saying about the mothers, that is putting down mothers and fathers. Lord Jesus, reach their hearts. I pray, Lord God, that all the artists that are singing these derogative music, that you may touch their hearts, that they may find cleanliness, that is godliness, that they may not only chase the dollar, but that they may chase the Almighty God for his salvation, that there may be a change in the air, because music is a thing that is robbing so much people of salvation. Through music, they're receiving so much wrongdoing, aggressiveness. Precious Jesus, reach those artists' hearts. And I thank God for people like George Benton that is singing the gospel, that is out there in a positive way. There are so many others, oh Lord God, but I sort of looked up to him as a young man growing up. And now, oh Lord Jesus, I can truly say that I am proud to know him, because he's singing the gospel. And we need so many more like myself, because I know that I could be out there singing so many other things. There is no money in the gospel, but there's salvation. And salvation is no comparison to dollars and cents, but it is only those who have seen the truth can truly realize what salvation is. I am a poor man, and I will continue being a poor man until others have received the riches that I too have received, because I'm only poor in the eyes of the people, but in the eyes of God, I am, oh hallelujah, believer. And the cattle upon many mountains belongs to God. And if the cattle and the land and all things belong to Him, how then can I say I'm poor? I am rich in Jesus Christ. I am rich with salvation. I am rich through His goodness and His blessing. And His blessing has helped me to give unto you. So truly I can say that I am rich. I love you all. And may God bless you. May He continue to bless you forever. I heard a story one time about a man that lost his family, lost everything that he had, and he couldn't go back home. But he did not know Jesus. And one day he called upon His name, said, Lord God, I can't go home to my family because I've let them down. I've lost everything. But I know one thing. I want to be as close to you as possible. And that man climbed the highest tree. He went up into the highest mountain. And he said, Lord Jesus, I have but one finger banana left. And when I eat it, Lord Jesus, I'm going to wait to die. But I ask that you may take me just as I am without one plea. Because I can't face my family. And while waiting in that tree to die, that man was at his last breath. He was breathing. His head dropped. He looked down. And under that tree, that man saw an old man stooped over with a walking stick. And that man, he looked a little closer because he was kind of curious. And he saw the man picking up the banana skin that he had thrown away. And that man picked up that banana skin that he had thrown away and he started to eat it. Oh my God, can this be? The man thought to himself, oh God, can you please forgive me? Help me down. Give me enough strength to come down out of this tree. Because that which I thought that I was at my worst, there was somebody worse than me. Somebody found food in something that I've thrown away. My God, how can I be so wrong? But precious Jesus, I know now that real Christ, so real to me. I love Him because He has given me this victory. Many people doubt Him, but I cannot do without Him. That is why I love Him so, because He's so real to me. Folks, may God bless you and may He keep you. May He keep you through the highways, the byways, through all the hills and the valley. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you. I love you. This is the darkness that I'm going to leave with you, because there is plenty of darkness. And I'm going to cover up this video because this is what the youth are facing. And this is what I want you to remain seeing. And while I cover up this video, I will still speak, because I want to leave it in your mind and leave an imprint of what the youth are facing. Oh, yes. I love you, folks, and God loves you. And that's the way it should be. And if there's anything I can do, I speak in schools against drugs and crime. I visit prisons all over. I visit the homeless, the Salvation Army, many places. I do not charge for my services. But what I do charge for is a tape to continue my ministry. I love you, and may God bless you. As I continue this ministry, I ask for those who can pray to continue to pray for me, that I may keep on keeping on, and that the gospel may continue. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Can't see it is because
Life is pressure, and the moments in life keeping you busy. But our children are exposed to drugs and crime. They're exposed to so much elements out there.